The power of full engagement, managing energy, not time. Introduction, the key to high performance. In today's fast-paced world, we're constantly trying to squeeze more into our limited time. But what if I told you that time isn't the most crucial factor in achieving high performance and personal fulfillment? Through our decades of experience working with world-class athletes, FBI agents, and business executives, we've discovered that the true key to success lies in managing your energy, not your time. Think about it. How often have you felt drained, unable to focus, or emotionally disconnected, even when you had plenty of time? That's because energy, not time, is our most precious resource. In this book, we'll explore how to harness the power of full engagement by effectively managing your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energy. Part 1, the four sources of energy. Let's start by understanding the four types of energy that fuel our performance. Physical energy, this is the foundation of everything we do. It's about having the stamina to power through our days. Without sufficient physical energy, we struggle to concentrate, control our emotions, or find meaning in our work. Emotional energy, this determines the quality of our energy. When we're in a positive emotional state, we're more resilient, optimistic, and able to handle challenges. Negative emotions, on the other hand, drain us quickly. Mental energy. This is our ability to focus and think clearly. It's about managing our attention and avoiding distractions that sap our cognitive resources. Spiritual energy. This connects us to our deepest values and gives us a sense of purpose. When we're spiritually aligned, we find meaning in our work and life, which fuels our motivation and perseverance. To be fully engaged, we need to nurture all four of these energy sources. Neglecting any one of them can lead to burnout, poor performance, and dissatisfaction. Part 2, the rhythm of performance. Now, here's a crucial insight. Energy is not meant to be expended continuously. Just as your heart doesn't beat at a constant rate all day, your energy levels naturally fluctuate. The key is to work with these rhythms, not against them. Think of a professional tennis player. They don't play at full intensity for hours on end. Instead, they oscillate between periods of intense focus during points and brief recovery between them. This rhythm allows them to perform at their peak for extended periods. The same principle applies to our daily lives. We need to balance energy expenditure with energy renewal. This means taking regular breaks, even if they're short, to recharge our batteries. It's not about working less, it's about working smarter by respecting our body's natural rhythms. For example, try the 90-minute focus technique. Work intensely for 90 minutes, then take a short break to renew your energy. You'll find that you can maintain high performance for much longer this way. Part 3, building capacity through stress and recovery. Now, let's talk about how we can increase our energy capacity. The principle is simple. Just as athletes build physical strength by stressing their muscles and then allowing them to recover, we can build our energy capacity in all four dimensions through a similar process of stress and recovery. Physical capacity. Push yourself beyond your comfort zone in workouts, then allow for proper rest and nutrition. Emotional capacity. Face challenging situations that test your emotional control, then reflect and learn from these experiences. Mental capacity. Engage in focused, demanding cognitive tasks, followed by periods of mental relaxation. Spiritual capacity. Regularly reflect on your values and purpose, and engage in activities that align with them. Remember, growth occurs during recovery, not during stress. Without adequate recovery, we risk burnout and diminishing returns. Part 4, the power of positive energy rituals. So, how do we put all this into practice consistently? The answer lies in developing positive energy rituals. These are highly specific routines that help us manage our energy effectively. For instance, one of our clients, a high-powered executive, was struggling with work-life balance. We helped him develop a ritual of turning off his phone during dinner with his family. This simple act allowed him to fully engage with his loved ones, recharging his emotional and spiritual energy. Another example is a morning ritual that combines physical exercise, meditation, and reviewing your goals for the day. This can set a positive tone for the entire day, energizing you physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. The key is to make these rituals automatic, like brushing your teeth. When they become habits, they no longer require willpower to maintain. Part 5, the three-step change process. Now, I know what you're thinking. This all sounds great, but how do I actually make these changes in my life? We've developed a three-step process to help you implement lasting change. 1. Define purpose. Clarify what you want to achieve and why it matters to you. This taps into your spiritual energy and provides motivation for change. 2. Face the truth. Honestly assess where you are now in relation to your goals. This might be uncomfortable, but it's essential for identifying what needs to change. 3. Take action. Develop and implement specific positive energy rituals to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. Let me share a story of how this worked for Sarah, a marketing executive we worked with. Sarah defined her purpose as becoming a more present and effective leader. When she faced the truth, she realized she was constantly distracted by emails and notifications. Her action step was to implement a ritual of checking emails only 3 times a day and turning off notifications during focused work periods. This simple change dramatically improved her engagement and effectiveness. Conclusion: the fully engaged life. In conclusion, the power of full engagement lies in managing your energy across all 4 dimensions: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. By respecting your natural energy rhythms, building your capacity through stress and recovery, and implementing positive energy rituals, you can achieve sustained high performance and personal fulfillment. Remember, it's not about how many hours you put in, but how much energy and focus you bring to those hours. Start small, be consistent, and watch as your capacity for full engagement grows. The fully engaged life is within your reach. It's time to seize it.